You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. We appreciate you joining us today. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
So, Tammy, when we deal with people with financial issues and finances in general, one of the things I see is that very few people are taught much about money when they're growing up. It's certainly not really taught in school. I think there are some classes in high school, but I don't know that kids really get that much from it.
Well, they don't usually listen to parents anyway.
They definitely aren't really listening to parents, but most parents are pretty closed anyway and don't teach kids about it.
So
one of the questions that I get from people is they're so lost, they don't even know where to begin.
Right. We've come up with a 14-step plan to kind of help with that. So
the 14-step plan to transform your finances.
Right. You had a quote, didn't you?
Well, yeah, because one of the quotes is the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
That is true. That is true.
When right now it's time to get to work, and that's what you have to do if you really want to plan your finances and get them transformed.
So we'll just start with number one. So analyze your income versus expenses. It sounds pretty simple, but it really, what you're both contributing to the household, bring it in, put it on a sheet of paper, pretty simple, and then start writing out all the expenses. And a great resource for that is your bank statement. Honestly, to start seeing all the expenses on a monthly basis.
Here's one thing I did to do that one time, because the first place for anybody to start out is to look at what their expenses are. You can go into your bank account and you can export it in several different formats. You can export it in like a Quicken format or QuickBooks. But another one is you can just export it as a CSV file, which is basically just an Excel file. So once I exported all of those, because you can go back typically pretty far, sometimes 6 months, sometimes a year. So say if you can go back 6 months and you export all your accounts, then you can add a category to it. So if you can categorize those expenses, then you can sort by that category and see, okay, here's what I spent eating out. Here's what I spent on gas. And it is scary sometimes when you see how much you're really spending in certain categories.
Yeah. Or the old hen and scratch way goes well too. Writing it out.
Writing it out's fine too. Whatever the simplest method is for you depends on how technologically advanced you are. Which leads into number two, which is choose a system to track your spending.
Right. How are you just gonna pay attention to what everybody's spending each day? Really, it comes down to.
Well, and there are a lot of really good apps for the phone for that.
Yep. I was just gonna mention one. Yep. We have.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of good apps for the phone. You can do it through your bank account. Mm-hmm. Banks will frequently offer things to track your spending. Certain credit cards will offer it, although if you're spending a lot of money on a credit card, that already is probably an issue.
Right.
There's one that we use called Mint Bills by Intuit. It's changed names a couple times, but that's one I like because it'll hook up to every investment account, every bank account, every credit card, and you can see them all in one place. Mm-hmm. Makes it very easy to track the spending. And one of the quotes from Will Rogers that I like is that too many people spend money they earn to buy things they don't want to impress people that they don't like.
That could be true.
And this is, when you track your spending, you can really start to analyze, what are these things I'm buying? What am I spending my money on?
Yeah, I remember when I had the kids were really little, and I used to think I had to buy them something every time I went. And after I was made aware, I made myself aware of what I was doing and then started to stop. And the kicking, screaming, and crying still happened.
No.
But it was real easy to start changing that behavior. So it's just making yourself aware. So number three is add up your debt. So this is pretty simple. Get your calculator out and start adding it up. And then cry later.
Right, but if you don't know where you are, it's hard it's hard to figure out where you're going to go.
Right.
So add it up. How far in debt are you? Mm-hmm. And that leads to number four, which is create a budget. Mm-hmm. Because once you know how far in debt you are, now you can create a budget to figure out how quickly can you get out of it.
Right. And if you find yourself saying, I don't need no stinking budget, yeah, probably do.
Well, and the only people, because people always ask me that question, does everybody need to work off a written budget? Mm-hmm. And I'll say, no, not everybody does. But the only people I'll make that are exempt from that are people that are so extremely frugal that they don't need anything to change their spending habits. Mm-hmm. Because that's what a budget does, is it it maps it out and it helps you change your spending habits.
Mm-hmm, right. That's who we're speaking to, right?
Right.
So number five, decide what you're saving for. There's got to be, you know, some dangling carrot out there for you to have a goal for, whether it's a Christmas club or vacation or maybe that boat you are wanting.
Or better yet, retirement.
Retirement.
Saving for retirement first and then maybe other savings goals on top of that. But I agree. I mean, having something that's a desire to make it worth really working hard for.
Mm-hmm.
Number six is free up money to save.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you really start to look at a budget, you can start to analyze, I don't have any extra money to be able to save right now. What can go? Okay, start to prioritize that. Do I need cable?
Okay, mm-hmm.
What else can I do to cut some money out of my budget? Because that's the only way I'm going to save in many cases.
Right. We kind of get the comforts of home just a little bit too much. We get real comfortable with what we're spending. So number seven, make saving automatic. So this is, you know, automatically taking money from your checking account and putting it into your savings, or better yet, get it, you know, some sort of an investment account, which we'll talk about later, to kind of create that retirement plan for you before it even comes out of your pay, you know, like it'll come out pre-tax.
Well, yeah, some stuff that comes out pre-tax, like a 401k, mm-hmm. it's perfect because you know, it does just come right out, and it just seems like an extra tax that's coming out. But you know, it's money that you are saving, and you just have to live on what's left. And that automatic plan is best for most people.
Right.
And it could be the same thing on money that's, you know, even post-tax is going into an investment. Yeah. Or just your automatic deposit can be segmented to where a certain amount goes into your savings account.
Exactly.
And I'll say that is the big difference between people that accumulate wealth and people that don't, is the people that accumulate wealth will save first, and then they spend what's left.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in society will spend first, and then they save what's left at the end of the month, if there's any money left.
Right. All right, number eight.
So number eight is find one way to earn more.
Okay.
So if some people have a job where if they're on commission, maybe they can work more and sell more and earn more commission. Some people can make overtime on their job, and they can volunteer for extra shifts.
Ask for a raise.
Well, and we covered on one of our shows several months ago. I think we had 12 different ways people could earn extra cash.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
that
a good
could be
one.
One way.
Yeah, that's a good one to reference back. Mm-hmm. If you visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, you'll be able to see a blog post for that on extra ways to earn money.
Mm-hmm. Number nine, review your investment accounts. This was kind of what I was talking about earlier, but you know, setting up that simple IRA or 401k if your company offers a 401k match program, that's even better to get involved in. It may seem intimidating, but you know, it's a great way to really start saving for your future.
Well, and understanding the fees that are associated with your investment account is really important too. And if you don't have a financial advisor that you're really happy with, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm a debt advisor, but I know a lot of the best financial advisors in St. Louis. So if you want an introduction to a fantastic financial advisor, reach out to me, and I can definitely make a connection on somebody that would be best for your situation. You can text me. Just text me financial advisor at 314-472-DOUG, 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. Just shoot me a quick text, say financial advisor, and I can make an introduction to you. That can help your situation. So number 10 is get your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and best way to get your credit score is one of the online monitoring services, and a lot of your accounts may offer it for free. Certain bank accounts will offer it, but make sure you know the difference between the scores.
Okay, that's true.
FICO score is what lenders use. Mm-hmm. A Vantage score is what you see on a lot of those sites, and that goes on a scale all the way up to 950. So your score is going to look much higher in a Vantage score.
Okay.
So just make sure you're clear on which score you're getting.
And which one you need, I guess.
Right.
All right. So number 11, take a really hard look at your bank account setup. What we kind of mean by this is that pay attention to how many overdraft fees you're getting. And that's a big clue. It could simply just be the timing of automatic pay that comes out, like when you're paying a bill versus when you deposit your money. That could be a simple fix. But you may also not have the best checking account for you. So it sounds like free checking would be a great idea, but it may not be because you may not write that many checks anymore. I mean, tons of us are just using our debit cards and things.
Right. And I had somebody in the other day that pays $18 a month in fees on their bank account. And to me, that's pretty significant when you start taking 18 a month times 12 months of the year, and you see, you know, spending several hundred dollars a year just on those fees. And that doesn't even compare to the amount of money people spend on NSFs and overdrafts.
Right, right.
And when you're going to get a loan on a mortgage, and when we see non-sufficient funds fees on a bank account, okay, even if it hasn't happened in the last few months, it will usually show a year-to-date amount of NSFs and overdrafts, because usually people use a savings account or sometimes a credit card as an overdraft. That is a huge waste of money.
It really is. It really is. So taking that time, you know, you set your bank account up a long time ago, it's time to check out the new products that they offer.
Absolutely. And number 12, and in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1, broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. Number 12 on our list, we're talking about the 14-step plan to transform your finances. And number 12 is organize your documents and your passwords. You wouldn't believe how often people don't have, they don't have the documents organized or just piled up somewhere, and they don't have their passwords in a format that they can get to them and know what they are, because all these places require different things with your passwords.
Oh my goodness, I know.
And it is a pain, but you have to have some sort of system.
Yeah, you do.
Where you can get to them.
Right. So number 13, get appropriately insured. And basically what we're talking about here is make sure you have property and casualty insurance, your medical and dental, your disability.
Not just have it, but have the right amount.
Amount and life insurance policy. So where this comes into play is, you know, you're at work and you get injured on the job, you're going to be covered under the company's work rents compensation plan, but maybe not all the way. So you're going to have expenses that may not be covered under that. Another situation could be that you get injured carrying the trash out to the curb, you know, and that's not covered under workman's comp. So you're going to have some personal injury situations. So make sure that you have appropriate insurance.
Well, and depending on how much your net worth is, you need to have even more insurance, and you may need an umbrella policy that's going to go above and beyond and cover, go an umbrella over all of your policies.
It sounds painful to have to talk about insurance, but it's going to end up saving you in the end.
Absolutely. Number 14 is plan out your calendar for the future. And this is really about creating new habits. You have to map out your monthly, your quarterly, your yearly expenses. What unexpected expenses can you predict? Okay, frequently they're life events, and sometimes they are predictable. When you look back in the past and you go, okay, how could I have predicted this? Well, sometimes you can predict what some of those expenses are. It shouldn't necessarily be that surprising.
Right.
When are you going to pay your bills every month?
Right.
Make it a date on your calendar.
Right. And a food for thought, a little pun intended, because this lesson was really big to me about the commitment versus just being involved in my finances. The story goes is, you know, when you have your breakfast in the morning and you have your bacon and eggs, the breakfast lesson is the commitment is right there. So are you the pig who's completely committed into giving up itself for the bacon, or are you the chicken that is just merely involved in laying the egg for your breakfast? So it's a great, funny thing when you're just thinking about it. You got to have both. You got to be involved and you got to be committed, because it's just not breakfast anymore.
The bacon and the egg story.
The bacon and egg.
Are you committed? I like
right,
that.
Right, right.
Good stuff, Tammy. Well, if you'd like to see these 14 points, they're going to be available on our blog at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. Download them on there and take the 14-step plan to transform your finances. So coming up, do you know what real estate website and smartphone app are rated number one in the country by its users? Well, we're going to be talking about home scouting, where we're going to give you an unfair advantage against other home buyers. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.